So the title of today's sermon again is Commitment and Service. Can we say that together? Okay, I just need another child reader to quickly read Matthew 25, verse 14 to 18. And then we have another adult reading Matthew 25, verse 19 to 30. And that will be exactly the basis for all the questions that will come in today. So we have a child reader now, Matthew 25, verse 14 to 18. Please read and follow in your Bible. Matthew 25, we're reading verse 14 to 18. And the title of the sermon again today is Commitment and Service.
Again, the kingdom of God of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags of silver to another, and 1 bag of silver to the last, dividing it in proportion to their abilities. He then left on his trip. The servant who had received the 5 bags of silver began to invest the money and earned 5 more. The servant with 2 bags of silver also went to work and earned 2 more. But the servant who received the 1 bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Kevin. Okay, now we have an adult who has not read today. Reading verse 19 to verse 30. You ready? Yes, Matthew 25, 19 to 30. Please follow in your Bible. Matthew 25, 19 to 30. Yes, that's fine. Come over. That's fine. That's very smart, yeah. Matthew 25, verse 19, yeah, to 20. So, from here, please follow in your Bible.
After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So, he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given. And he would have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Amen. Thank you so much, sister. Thank you so much, sister. God bless you. Okay, so now we've had a story. Okay, a story about the Lord. And who is the Lord? Who is the Lord? Who is the Lord? Jesus Christ. And his servants. Who are the servants of the Lord? We Christians. Every Christian is a servant of the Lord. Every Christian is in the army of the Lord. Okay? So first question is this. Actually, that's not the first question. If you believe, think about it. Think about what I'm going to say now. Think very well. If you believe
that you truly love Jesus. Now, again, think about it. If you believe that you love Jesus, put up your hand. You believe that you love Jesus. And you have told him before that, Jesus, I love you. Okay, let's look around for those who don't love Jesus first. Hello, sister. You mean like you don't love Jesus? You love that more than Jesus. I'm just pulling your legs, okay? And she was busy with the baby. Okay? No, it's not that. Okay. Yes. Yeah. So, no. It's,
you can check it.
Hallelujah. Please put on your hand. Thank you so much. You are so persevering. Now, this is a question. You believe that you love Jesus, yeah? So I want to ask you, what is the proof of true love? Two people come to you, or three people come to you, and they tell you that they love you. How do you separate between the person that truly loves you and the person that does not? What is the proof of true love? Or let's ask ourselves, how can I know that I truly love Jesus? What is the proof of true love? We start from the younger to the older. So, yeah? Did you want to say? Yeah? Okay, not yet. What's the proof of true love?
Give everything for him and sacrifice yourself for him.
Sacrificing? Yeah, sacrifice. That's a good answer. Proof of true love? I have four words. That's near, but you've not hit my words. Four words. Let me look around. Yes. Proof of true love. What's the proof of true love? How do you know that someone truly loves you?
Commitment and loyalty.
Commitment. Commitment is one of the words I'm looking for. Commitment is a proof of true love. Yes?
Unconditional.
Unconditional. Yes, that's good, but that's not in my words. I'm looking for four words. It's a good one, but not. Yes?
My priority.
Priority. So giving priority. Let me see. Yes, that's right. Absolutely right. It's just not one of my words, but it relates to one of my words. It relates to one of my words. It's right. It's just, I'm looking for the word. Want to try again?
Obedience,
yes, that's absolutely correct. Again, just not in one of my words. Commitment is one of my words.
Your attitude.
Attitude, again, absolutely right. It's just not one of my words. You truly love someone. Commitment. I need three other words.
One of your lawyer is that.
Loyal is commitment. Yes, it's right. But I'm looking for specific words. You have one. Commitment.
You lay your life.
Sorry?
You lay your life.
Laying your life, which is like sacrifice. That's right, but it's not in my words.
Saying it.
Say, absolutely. Confess, saying it. You have to say it. It's important. You have to do what? You have to say it. Don't, if you need to say sorry, say it. Don't go and compensate. Say it. If you know someone, say it. Tell them you love them. Don't say they know. Yes, but that's not in the word. Three words.
Must be able to give of what you've got.
Yes,
give time.
Yeah, that's sacrificial. And what did you say? That's absolutely right. It's just that it's not in one of my words. Commitment implies giving. Do you agree? Yeah, commitment implies giving. Yes.
Dedication.
Yes, that's very good. Actually, it's just not one of my words, but it's very good. Don't misunderstand me. All these answers are right. I just need my words, okay?
Communion, always wanting to be with a person.
Spending fellowship, yeah? Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's not one of my words, but all my words capture these things you're saying. Yes, I think I will need to round up there for time.
Faithful?
Yes, that's absolutely right. I'm looking for the person who will get this prize. Who said commitment anyway? Okay, do you want to double it? I mean, the second word is right before you anyway. Let me help you. It's right before you. Look around you. Look before you. Look right. And what?
And service.
And service. I will put your hands together for service. Sometimes answers to exam questions are not so difficult. You just need to look right before you. Commitment and service, they go together. Within commitment and service is giving and sacrifice. Yeah? And what did you say, Brother Taylor, again?
Laying your life.
It's commitment. In fact, if you look at the definition of commitment, it actually implies laying your life. So if you truly love someone, we can measure your love by your commitment to them and your service to them. Yeah? So if your commitment and your service to them is little, it shows the level of your love for them. Yeah? So, but that's one aspect of love. But there's the other aspect of love which you've been defining. Can anybody want to try one more time before I tell you the other aspect? Two more words now.
Intimacy.
Yes, that's where I'm going. Intimacy, what did you say? Dedication. This is the other aspect. Anybody? Fellowship, yes. Somebody said communion. That's absolutely right. Okay, look, this question, this, I need to stop there. These answers are right, and I'm not saying they are wrong. They are absolutely right, yes?
Forgiveness.
Yes, okay. Let me, for time. These are my own words, but you are right. You can substitute them with what you said. It can be fellowship, it can be communion. I just called it attention and devotion. Amen? So if you truly love, the proof of true love, there are two dimensions to it. There's commitment and service. And there's what? Attention and devotion. Unfortunately, there are three groups of people. Some, they don't have any of this for. All they have is saying it. They will say it, they will sing it. No service, no commitment, no attention, no devotion. But if you ask them, they say, I swear. Hallelujah. That's not the type of love that God wants. Now, that's one group. But the second group of people is some people have commitment and service. But they don't have what? Attention and devotion. So they will go off and do their own thing. Who said obedience? You see, obedience comes from attention and devotion. So it's possible for you to do something for God that does not please Him. If you don't believe me, go and ask Cain. Cain, you know Cain in the Bible? Believe me, there was a reason why Cain was angry. He was angry because he thought he gave his best. Are you with me? But that's not what God required. And I like the song today that said what? It's not the song that you have required. It's such much deeper within. It's looking into what? The heart. He wants your attention. The reason is that if you don't give him attention, you will not know what he wants. Hello, are you listening to me? Sometimes the reason why some of your prayers are not answered is that it's completely out of, it's way off. It's not as if maybe God wants to do you evil. God, that thing you're asking for, God knows that it's going to harm you. And if you gave me some attention, he will tell you. Sometimes you're fasting and praying to solve a problem, but the cause of the problem is right. It's something you are doing every day. And if only you gave him some attention, he will tell you that you don't need to go on hunger strike. Just change this one. And you will solve the problem. Amen? So love is measured by commitment and service and attention and devotion. Now, the third group of people is that they give attention and devotion, but it never translates to what? Commitment and service. Although I think that's a bit difficult, actually. I think if you give attention and devotion, likely you will translate. Okay? Yeah. Now, that was the difference between Mary in the Bible and Martha. Martha gave service, but she didn't give attention. Now, Mary gave attention, but if you read only that passage in the Bible, you think that maybe she didn't give service. But fast forward, when Jesus died, who was the first person to go to the grave to anoint his body? Mary. Hallelujah. So whom am I going to give that prize? We all know it. It's going to who? Audrey. Put your hands together for Audrey. Okay, next question. Let's move faster. This one should be very simple. Why should we serve God? Why should we serve God? Remember, I have some definite answers. You are trying to strike my answers, not yours. Why should we serve God?
Because you get your reward after.
Because you get your reward after. That's a good one. By the way, the reward is the incentive, okay? The reason is greater than the reward. Anything you do for God and He promises you a reward, the reward is an incentive. But the reason is not the reward. You understand? But the reward is important. It's a motivation. But there's a reason bigger than the reward. So I take that. That's a good one. Yes? Yes?
He was the one who made you, so you should...
Because He made us! Can I just improve that and say, He owns us. Can you just realize that? That your life, you played no part in making it happen. Amen? He made you. He owns you. Say, God made me and God owns me. Yes, that's a good one. It's one of my answers. One more. Yes.
Because it's commanded us to.
Because he commanded you to. He said, "Thou shalt serve the Lord your God." Hallelujah. That's a good one. I like it. Yes?
To show our love and commitment.
Yes, because that's the way you will show you that you love him. It's easy to know people who love God. Just, he said, by their fruits you shall know them. Yes, one more? No more? Okay. Let me round it up and give the prize to Sean. Because he made us, he saved us. He saved us from eternal death, but he still saves us every day, isn't it? I mean, like what you said, you know, you're traveling, you're going to war, he saves us. Your life is a miracle. You sleep, you wake up. Some people sleep, they don't. Yeah? He heals your diseases. Amen? He delivers your life from destruction. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender. Even when you have sinned and God should deal with you, you come and say you're sorry. Even before you say you're sorry, he's patient. You know, if God was not patient, nobody will stand. Not even me. Hallelujah. He saved us. He sustains us. We hold him. Say to yourself, say, I hold God. Say to yourself, I truly hold God. Hallelujah. And that's why we should serve him. Okay, I give that prize to Sean. There you go. Right, next question, quickly. Aha. So, what are talents or gifts? I'm looking for a definition. When you say something, it's a talent. Don't say, this is my talent or this is my gift. Can you explain to me? What do you mean by that? I'm not telling you to name the talents. I'm telling you how do you define talents and gifts? What's peculiar about talents and gifts as opposed to, you know, buying something in the market? Say, this is my talent, this is my gift. What is peculiar about it as opposed to, you know, going to look for it or get it? You said this is yours. Yes? Let me check the kids first. What are talents or gifts? Yes, go for it. Youth.
Your natural ability.
Your natural ability. Yes, you're getting there. You're not hit my answer. Go a bit further. Your natural abilities.
Like a skill.
Yes, you're right. But what is it about your natural abilities?
Something that's given to you by God.
Something that's given to you by God. And you didn't even pay anything for it. Yeah?
Yeah.
He just found it there. Yeah? Amen? I like that. That's part of my answer. Yes?
Something that God gave to you that you should then use to serve him.
Something that God gave to you that you should then use to serve him. In fact, is there anything that God gave to you that you should not use to serve him? Think about it. I'm looking for an answer. Yes? Did you still want to do?
Talent or a gift is a supernatural ability that God gave you that other people may not be able to do.
Thank you for that part. That she said a supernatural ability that God gives you that other people may not have. And that's one thing that's important about talent and gift, that your talent and gift may be very unique to you and someone else may not have it. But maybe I just summarize because of time and say talent and gift, they are either natural or supernatural. They can be natural. You are born with it. You don't struggle. It's you. I know someone in this world that likes cooking. That is a talent. It's a gift. He just likes it. Amen? You need to move close to that, isn't it? Hallelujah. You know, don't move close to the one that doesn't like you. Move close to the one that likes it. When you need food, of course. Yeah? Sorry? Yeah, when you need shopping, move close to the one that likes shopping. I just say, oh, please, Mr. Kevin, can you help me get something where you go? Hallelujah. Look, if you have somebody that lost shopping, a wife that lost shopping, don't fight them. Just save all your shopping when they're going. Ah, you're going? Ah, praise the Lord. Please, this is my list. Hallelujah. It could be natural or supernatural. It doesn't matter. Anything you have received from God is what? Your talent. Anything you have received from God. I'll give that prize to Agnes. Put your hands together for Agnes. She said it first. Yes. Okay, let's move on. Let me just finish that and say, your talents are gifts, everything you have received from God. Can we list them? Your time. No, actually, that's not the first talent you have. Do you know the very first talent you have? What's the very first talent you have?
Your life.
Your what?
Life.
Your life. Do you know your life is a talent? I know it doesn't ring a bell the way you normally think about it. But your life is a gift. Your life is the most precious gift you've received. And I keep telling you something. I said, any gift you receive from God is an assignment. You know why? God is a God of purpose. God doesn't give anything randomly. If God gave you something, he has a plan. But it's a good what? Plan. So God has an ulterior motive. But his ulterior motive is good. Are you with me? The life he gave you is an assignment. A gift is an assignment. Any gift you have, yeah, is for a purpose. And in the kingdom, you will give account for every gift you have. If you know how to drum, it's a gift. But what? It's an assignment. God, you know, there's somebody called Michael. Anybody know Michael Jackson? Yeah? He failed in his assignment. He succeeded in his gift. But he failed in his what? Why? Someone tell me why. Michael Jackson succeeded in his gift. He was one of the most popular musicians of all time. But he failed in his assignment. Why?
Because he didn't use it for the glory of God.
He did not use it for the glory of God. It doesn't matter how many people are dying for him on stage. He failed in his assignment. Please turn to your neighbor and say, I will not fail in my assignment. Your gift is your assignment. While I'm there, let me just touch this point again. That's why I encourage parents, you have children. That child is a gift. What is that child to you? And a gift is what? An assignment. If you do it well, who will reward you?
The Lord.
Even when it's tough, remember, you are doing this for the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. 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 Your time is a gift. And your time is what? An assignment. Your skills are a gift. Probably have some skills that other people don't have. It's an assignment. And your money also is what? A gift. But that also is what? An assignment. Okay? You can succeed with your gifts. But please don't fail in what? Your assignment. Hallelujah. Let's move on for time. Okay. So, this is a question I'd like to explore. How can you serve God with your time? Yes, young people? Help me, you've not spoken today. I'm not happy about that. So you have the mic. Take. Hold it. Hold it. Good. How can you serve God with your time? You can collaborate with your mom. How can you serve God with your time? I mean, do you accept that you have time on your hands? Yeah? How much time do you have in a day? 24 hours, isn't it? 24 hours. You have it, isn't it? It's yours, isn't it? You can use it to sleep. You can use it to play. You can use it to fight. Don't fight. You can use it to do PE. But it's your time. How can you serve God with your time? Go on then. Come on. Ask your mom. Do you want me to pass? Yeah?
You can pray.
Praying? Yes. Yes. That's part of serving God with your time. You spend time in praying. But make sure that prayer is not only for yourself. It goes as self-serving. You know, even what you did, praying for yourself, self-serving. Yeah? Pray for other people or just minister to God. If what you're praying is, give me, give me, give me, give me. That's not serving God. But if you're spending time to praise God, to thank God, to rededicate yourself to God, to pray for other people, you are serving. Hallelujah. Yes, yeah, so that's a good one. Yes? How can you serve God with your time? Let's take four more answers. Quick.
To meditate on the word.
Meditating on the word of God, yes. It's part of serving God with your time because when you have revelation of God's word, you can live a better life. Some people, when I say some people, I mean some Christians, they don't have time to meditate on God's word. The only word of God they listen to is when they come to church on Sunday. And that's when they are paying attention. And the whole week we go. They will watch, they will listen to other worldly music, watch worldly movies. No meditation on God's word. They are going nowhere spiritually. Yes, how can you start going with your time? Sorry, Agnes, first, then you.
By
By building on your talent and using it to...
By improving on your talents, investing into it to improve it, yes?
Evangelizing,
that's a good answer. Praying, evangelizing, meditation, those are in my list.
Using it wisely.
Yes, how? How can you use it wisely? Come on, okay, we can do better. How can you say God with your time? You've not given me my best answers, actually.
Meditation.
Okay, that's, how can you serve God with your time? It's like people in this church don't know how to serve God with their time.
Praising and worshiping.
Yes, that's right. Yes. So how can you serve God with your time? Tell us the one you do.
Worshiping.
Yeah, being a member of the choir. If you are so gifted, you know what I mean? We don't want like, I praise the Lord. If you are so gifted, the choir is not for everybody. But if for those who are gifted for it, amen? And you use it for God. Yes, you have not given me my best answers today. How can you serve God with your time?
Just like Sister P just said, evangelizing, but yes. Also sharing the word with and fellowshipping.
Yes, yes. Okay. To me, when you say what is it, there are lower elements of serving God with your time. How can you serve God with your time? It's all right before you. Do you want me to tell you, or you would tell me? Andrew has not spoken at marriage. Then I stop for time because I need to go to other elements. As I say, God, with your time.
By learning the word of God.
By learning the word of God, I like that. And that's like meditation. That's right.
Going to fellowship and church.
Attendance at church is a key element. Amen. It's a key element. Out of 24/7. To squeeze out 3 hours on Sunday and be in church is important. Although that's not the only meeting. Prayer meetings, on fellowship is all part of giving your time back to God. Yes?
So if you give up your resources for...
Yeah, that's
you
not
go
time.
To time and you go to you go and work.
Yes.
And then you because time is money, isn't
yes.
it? So time, money, you give money to God.
Yes, I agree. We will come to money. Hello? We'll come to money. You are right. Absolutely. But that's why I said time directly. I don't want time converted. Amen. How many of you will marry a husband or a wife and you never see them for 5 months, but they are sending you money and you are happy? Put up your hand. Let's know you. See? Can you see? What about a year? You don't mind. Even if they are operating in different levels with different people, you don't mind. You won't even know anyway. You'll just be eating the money and the life will be ebbing away. 2 years, you don't mind? 5 years even. You don't mind 5 years? 10, Nko? Now you've made me to say that again. Wow, amazing. You're one of a kind. Wow.
You can use your time to serve the children of God.
Yes. So you help. How personally feed her? Until you are using your talent in the church, you are not serving God with your time. That's personal, my personal belief. Because if all you do come to do in church, you sit down. That means you don't have any talent. Well, as far as pastor is concerned, you know, God told me to write a report now. On the members of the church. I will write your report according to the talents you have used to serve God in this church. For time's sake. I'm not talking of money. Time. I'm looking at time. So I'm assuming that anybody who does not use their talent to serve God in this church, they have no talent. Or they went to hide it. Because I don't know it. Hello? There's people in this church that don't know their talent. So how come I don't know it? They've hidden it. Yeah, they've eaten it. Some of them are peeping now. Say, maybe they have some talent. I've had some people in this church that someone comes and says, that sister has this talent. I say, really? Amen? Until you use it in the house of God to serve the children of God so that the church and the kingdom will advance, it's like you're hitting it. Are you with me? Remember I told you Michael Jackson? He succeeded in his gift, but he failed in his assignment. And you know what? Doesn't matter how much they celebrate him, he has no reward. That's even if he ever made it to heaven. I don't think he did. But let's assume he repented at the last minute. He will go there zero. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. And that's why I don't like to listen to his music. It's not because it's not good. It's because the value behind what it represents is not a good, it doesn't minister grace to me. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. So who's going to get that prize? Who gave me helping and helping? Who said attendance in the church and helping in the church? That's Andrew and Sister Yemi, because Sister Yemi said about using your talents to serve the people of God. To me, that's my best answer. I give it to Sister Yemi. But I'll give Andrew a consolation prize. It's when you use your talents to help and serve in the church. That's how you serve God with your time. Primarily. Someone say, oh, but I do many other things for God. Yes, I know. But remember, the church is the body of Christ. So if God is going to open the books, he will first check the real. You know, there's a big book, there's a minor book. What he wants to see, first of all, what did you do in my body? Because any other thing you are doing to serve God is important. But why can't we find you in the body of Christ? Because that's what he will check. It's my body. It's like you cooked me food and you gave it to my mom and I'm hungry. I know she's my mom. But first and foremost, I need it in my body. Are you getting me? The church is the body of Christ. Whatever other service you're doing, if it's not feeding the body, you've missed the main thing. Praise the Lord. Okay, let me hurry up for time. So aiming to finish in 5 minutes, sort of. Okay, this one is easy. I know you know it. How can you serve God with your money? Because yes, let me say, time is what? Money. Now let me now tell you something. Let's assume you're so busy with work. Anybody busy with work? Mr. Tony, are you busy with work? Well, this last week you were very busy, yeah? Praise the Lord. Like Pastor June said, we don't have anything against work. Work is part of life. They just say work is part of life. Look, if you had no work doing, the devil will accommodate you. The idle mind is what? So you should work. But make sure that your work is adding value to lives. You know, like the burglars, they are working too. Do you know they work hard? They jump, they climb. Some even use computer software to plan. But that work is not adding value, it's destroying. Are you with me? That's not for the child of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want to work in anything dealing with drugs, drink. When I say drink alcohol, I don't want to work in anything dealing with pornography, whether directly or indirectly. It's not adding values, the right value to life. But when I go to do my job, whatever job I do, and, you know, the people's life can be blessed. Imagine someone is, maybe your work is loading goods in Tesco. It can add value to life because when I need to buy something, I don't want to go to Tesco and it's empty shelf. Hallelujah. Especially if I want to buy communion wine. So it's adding value. Amen. Work is good. So how can you serve God with your time and with your money? Now, and I'm giving the background to this question is this. You are busy. So we don't even see you much, doing much things. You should, but you said you are busy, isn't it? Now, you were busy because you were working, isn't it? And why were you working, actually? What was the actual reason why you work? I know, apart from adding value. Why do most people work today? Because I know now these people don't want to work. Why did they have to work?
Money.
So you went to work for that money's sake, isn't it? Even when you didn't feel like, you thought that, oh, if they deduct my money, that's trouble. So now, how can you serve God with your money? Yes. Quick answers. 4 more minutes to go.
Tithe and offering.
Pay your tithe. That's foundational. Yes.
Helping others.
Tithe and offering, sorry. Not just tithe. And then offerings. So remember, the tithe and offerings now, in this case, applies to the body of Christ. Like I told you, if you have food to feed the Lord, before you start looking at people the Lord loves, feed his body first. Because that's how the Lord functions on the earth. It functions through what? the church. Amen. If you are looking for God, where first will you go to look for God? The church. It must be resourced. Then it will grow, it will expand. The work will move. Hallelujah. So tithes and offerings is to the Lord directly, to the church. But the other ways you can serve God with your money. It's not only to tithes and offering. But that's foundational. Yes? So that's a good answer.
Giving money to charity.
Yeah, giving to charity. Well, let me just generalize. Because sometimes in this country, you think maybe giving to charity is until you give to a formal charity. No. It's giving to help people in need. And in fact, what the Bible taught us is this. He said, your brother that you can see, if you don't love him, how can you say you love God that you cannot see? No, but that's not what I'm looking for. He was asking for the neighbor. Or who is the neighbor? And he showed us the story of Good Samaritan. Is that person in need that is presenting before you? There are people that give to charity, but they don't give to the people next to them. To me, helping the person next to you is more important than giving to the charity further away. We should do both, but I'm not saying priority. Priority first is the church. And then the people around you that you can see their need. And then, you know, the charity that you can see. Okay, let's just stop there. So that's £2. No, that's £1. Gone to Audrey and Agnes. You share it. Please put your hands together for them. Okay, let me take 2 more. Yes, you have something to say? Yes.
So far, I deserve some reward.
Yeah, okay. You do. But if I give you 20p, will you like it? Okay, I'll give you something. I'll give you something that you like. I'll ask your wife what you like, okay? All right, let's take 2 more questions and we finish. So let me just zoom and say. Aha. This is the last, I've shortened it. I just want to take 2 more questions. Why do people refuse to serve God with their time, skills, and money? I'm not judging here. My job is to teach. When you are taught, you are enlightened. Then you can act differently. That's all. Hallelujah. Now, I want you, this is a practical question. Let's look at our lives. What are the hindrances we face that stops us from using our time or our skills or our money to serve God? By the way, I wanted to say, part of serving God in church is kitchen work. You know, if all you did in church was monitor when the kids messed up the floor and cleared it, you're serving God. Coming to set up and clear up the church is serving God. Being in the choir is serving God. Praying, you know, for the church in your own spare time is serving God. You know, giving of any kind is serving God. All right? So, but why do people refuse to serve God with their 10 skills? I'm going to have like 5-6 answers. Yes? Wait. I want to go to those who have not spoken today. So if you've spoken today, hands down, anybody who has not spoken, then I'll come back to you. I'll give you a wild card. You're gone.
I don't think it's refusing as such.
Okay, so you believe that they didn't refuse, okay?
It's just
may be right.
It's just lack of commitment.
Okay, it's a lack of what? Commitment. Now, I deliberately use the word refuse because that's how Jesus sees it. You know the man that went to hide his time then? We can sit down and analyze why he did it. Rationalize it. If he came here to defend his case, you will agree with him. He said he doesn't want to lose his money. Yeah? So we will say it's lack of commitment, but the Lord didn't see that lack of commitment. He said you're a wicked and lazy servant. And he cast him into outer darkness. In fact, he sent him to hell. Because outer darkness is hell. Outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth is where? Can that place be heaven? Where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth? No. Outer darkness, can it be heaven? No. So the Lord doesn't see it like a lack of commitment. He sees it as a refusal. It's as he sees it. Amen? It's obviously lack of commitment, but it's a refusal. Because for you not to do it, you decide not to do it. It's a decision. Why? Let's take some answers.
I think it's the flesh sometimes.
Yes, the flesh. And what do you find in the flesh? Selfishness. Yeah? Do you agree? Selfishness? Yes?
Pride.
And I thought I should wait here and tell you something. If you are stubborn, it is pride. Every kind of stubbornness is what? Pride is the basis of stubbornness. Remember that. And selfishness is the basis of laziness. If you are lazy, it's because you are selfish. And if you are stubborn, it's because you are what? Proud. You know better. Are you with me? Yes? That right answers.
It's because they're giving in to the flesh.
Yes.
With qualities
she said that.
Of pride, selfishness, and anger, and like things that come under it.
Okay, well. You're summarizing what has been said. Yes, any other answer? Why people refuse to serve God? So we said it can be selfishness, it can be pride. And I take those two answers as right.
Ignorance.
Yes. They've not been taught. Even sometimes you don't go to the church that tell you that you are blessed. It doesn't matter what you do. That's the thing that will destroy your life. Listen to that again. If you are taught that you are blessed and it doesn't matter what you do, you are finished. You enter heaven with zero. Hallelujah. Because the blessing is in the heavenly places. What you do determines how they come into your life. Hallelujah. Yes. So ignorance. Two more for time. Time is gone.
Laziness and fear.
Fear. Fear is another one. I agree. Fear is another one.
And laziness.
Yeah. Laziness, I said it before. Fear. Yes.
Because they don't know the real purpose.
They don't know. They are ignorant. I agree. Ignorance is, that's why I have to teach. Yes. I always tell, like I discussed with my wife, I personally, I never assume that people know anything. And I'm not being proud. You know, they should know. There's nothing like they should know. They won't know until they are taught. The Bible says that God, Jesus himself came teaching. He said when he went that they didn't believe, he went around teaching. You understand? So don't assume people know. Teach them. Then they will not be ignorant. Okay, two more answers and we have to finish there.
Anger and no
self-control. Anger, but I'm not taking anger actually. Anger is a product of pride. Yes?
Prioritizing other things over.
Yeah, lack of priority is a product of selfishness. Yes? Any other one? Last one for time, because time is gone.
Lack of confidence or self-esteem issues.
Fear. Hello? Listen to me. Let me just finish there. I've skipped some questions and I will disagree because time is gone. Lack of confidence, shyness, low self-esteem as an excuse for not serving God is fear. It's fear at work. And it's not an excuse in the kingdom. Because God has not given you the spirit of what? Fear. But the spirit of what? Power and love. And if you are in a place, now, if you're in a place where love is not being practiced, you have every cause to fear. But if you're in a place where the love of God is, and you have been received with love, you no longer have an excuse. Because perfect love casts out fear. Amen. Time has gone. Let me just give you my final answers on that. I'll leave the other questions for time is gone. So yeah, you said it all. I wanted to just say, you know, ignorance, I know this, I can qualify it as unbelief. Unbelief, wrong believing, will stop you from serving God. If you believe that it doesn't matter what you do, you will not serve God. You have been deceived. So that. Then there's pride. And like I said, other pride is stubbornness. There's selfishness. Under selfishness is selfish ambition. If you have selfish ambition, you will give all your time to that selfish ambition and you not serve God. You believe that one is more important. Yeah? You know, maybe your ambition is to build 10 mansions. You will invest into that and not serve God. Yeah? And one we've not said today is covetousness, greed. Or another one, the love of money. If you love money, you will not come to church. Are you listening to me? Now, you will tell yourself you don't love money. But you said no man can serve what? Two masters. So do you know how we can test your love for money? When you have to choose between serving money and serving God. Now, habitually. Remember, what's the word? Habitually. I'm not talking about once in a while. If I miss church once in a while, I'm human. There could be constraint. I may be on night shift, whatever. But if I'm missing church most of the time, I have chosen something more than God. Let's rise up and as we pray. Oh, before that, rise up still to give her the prize. Who gave me good answers for this one? Let me look. Anybody said pride? Those are my answers. Pride. You said pride. Yes. Anybody said selfishness? Nobody. Anybody say laziness? Yes, you did. Okay, that's £1, but you're going to share with somebody. Anybody said fear? Wow. Anybody said, what was the other one that they said that was very good? I didn't take Agna. Ignorance. Ignorance. Who said ignorance? Ignorance is valid. You're wrong believing. Okay? So I'll stop there. Elmi, you gave me an answer on praying. That's a reward. You said money. That's a reward. Who said evangelism today? That's a reward. Who said, what other answer? What did you say? Who said meditation? And the word of God. You said reading the word of God, yeah? And what did you tell me today? Yes, you should get 50p from auntie. And I give you 20p in addition. Please, let's rise up and pray. Let's pray. Now, if you feel that you said something and I did not reward you, come to me after the service and I'll give you a bonus prize. Let's pray. The prayer is very... Let's have the keyboards and the drum. The prayer is simple today. This time is gone. Just rededicate yourself to God. Go. Just rededicate yourself to God and say, God, you know, look at your life. Look inwards. Nobody is judging you. All of us need to look inwards. Check the way you are using your time. You know, whether you know it or not, you are growing older. But that should not be a bad thing. How are you using your time? Do you have time for God? Or all your time is in the pursuit of money and selfish ambition? Look at the way you are using your money. You know, it's possible you're in this church, you've never paid tithe. Ever. You're going for holidays, you're buying nice things, you never paid tithe. And you say that you love God. It's a moment to just say, I'm sorry, Lord. As from today, there'll be a change between me and you. There will be a change as from today. What about your skills? There are people in this church, we don't even know what skills you have because you never used it for God. I wanted to, you know, repent and rededicate yourself and say, God, today, I don't want, at the end of the time you say, I'm a wicked and lazy person. I don't want that. Today, in this church, let's start from the church. I want to serve you better. In this church, I want to serve you better with my time, with my skills, with my money. Pray that prayer. Each person, pray to God. Dedicate yourself to serve God better with your time, to serve God better with your skills, and to serve God better with your money. You know, that's the best way to live your life. It's the best way. And the Lord will help you. In Jesus' name. We're going to sing, My Life Is Not My Own, and To You I Belong. Just sing that twice and we'll pray. Let it be a prayer from your heart today, thinking about what you will do. My life is not my own.